At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Lombardi kissing babies and signing autographs over at the Borgata. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. That's the sponsor of the Lombardi Line. Visit BetMGM.com or download the app. It's a great app. They reconfigured it. It's very smooth. In-game betting is very easy. Make sure you check it out if you're in town in Vegas there hanging out with Matt Eumanns. Bring your state-issued ID to an MGM property. You're ready to bet within minutes. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. 21 years or older to bet. We're back. It is the Lombardi Line. What were you doing over there, my man? Hanging out, taking pictures?
No, a friend of mine who is here at the Borgata every week, Sebastian Maniscalco's playing here at the Borgata. Kind of got his start here at the Borgata, and he's here for about another week or so. We're gonna go see him next week, next Saturday night, and he was just telling me what a great show it was last night here at the Borgata. So there's a lot of action going on here, and if you've ever seen his Netflix specials, they're so hilarious.
Funny. He's so funny. And that's a great venue there at the Borgata. We bring in the host of course, Bet Prep here on VSiN, which is the show sweeping
that's
America.
The nation.
And Europe. Yeah. And Europe. He is Matt Eumanns, of course, Circa Invitational as
Matt,
well.
Yeah. Matt, ahead, I can't go by. I can't. Every time I'm in this book here, Matt, I got to tell you this. People love the show. All they talk about is the show. They want the email in the morning, and they want to go through all the picks. And now that you're going to start eliminating, you kind of brought Survivor into this whole thing. So guys are going to get cut off of the show. I think people like the fact that that happens as well.
No question about it. That's the thing. Derek Stevens and I stood out here at the Mega Bar on back-to-back nights over many drinks and hammered out the format for this contest. And we were trying to, determine the proper time frame when to start the elimination rounds, because Derek really wanted to cut the field down. And I said, well, I don't want to do it after 5 weeks because that sample is too small. So let's push it back. And we decided to do one a week for 8 straight weeks. And then we get to the Elite Eight. The 8 guys left standing for the final 3 weeks. You get to compete for the championship. So it is kind of like a Survivor TV format, even though I'm not a guy who's watched the TV show Survivor, I think, more than once. What do they do, Patrick? You're a TV guy. You're a TV star. Do they vote off the island? Is that what they do?
I've never seen an episode. So take it easy there, humans. I don't know how you coerce the proprietor of Circa there, Derek Stevens, to have a cocktail. So that's a lie to start the show. The number is 9 in Athens between the hedges. It's the percentages. Tennessee's getting the tickets, getting the money. We bumped up to 9. Is this too much? Michael's on Georgia. I'll just tell you that. Where are you sitting?
Well, I'll tell you where I was sitting early in the week, and that was on Tennessee plus 8.5. And I have since bought insurance on that bet. I've got Georgia on a couple money line parlays to set myself up with a potential middle. Because when I started to get the information, there are two ways to handicap games, and you can kind of combine the factors. But one is, when I look at the matchups on the field, I think the Tennessee receivers, Hendon Hooker is a quarterback who doesn't make mistakes. He's got 21 TD passes, one interception. He's got receivers that are going to cause problems for the Georgia defensive backs. I think a lot of people are assuming that these Georgia DBs are just going to shut this offense down. It's not going to happen. And I know Michael's watched the tape of Alabama-Georgia, the first meeting last year when Bryce Young and the Tide lit up that Georgia defense. They lit them up. And Tennessee's capable of doing that. I don't know if it's going to happen today, but Georgia's not going to completely shut down that offense. I will say that getting pressure on Hendon Hooker is going to be the key, and Georgia's top edge rusher is out today too, so that's a factor as well. But the other part of it is reading the betting market. And as the week has gone on here, I have not liked what I've seen with books like BetMGM and others reporting, you know, more than 80% of the action on Tennessee. At one point this week, we were hearing more than 90%. And since then, the sharps have really come in on the Georgia side. So it's a pros versus Joes type of game. And that coerced me to go ahead and buy some insurance here on my original bet. So, I had a lot of people ask about it this week. I said, well, I kind of like Tennessee plus 8.5, but I don't really recommend it. And here's how I bet it.
Yeah, you know, Matt, my sense of this is, and I think you make a great point. I mean, you know, I think the reason I liked Alabama in the first Georgia game was because they were going to catch Georgia off guard. Mm-hmm. I liked Georgia in the second game because Kirby had a chance to adjust, and Alabama had no other counter move. They gave away their hand in the game one. They had to, right? So in game two, there was nothing left that they could do. I like Georgia today because I think that Tennessee-Alabama game is going to be a little bit of the blueprint of what you're going to have to do to play them. That along with the Pitt game. Because the Pitt game, sure, on the road is a different game for Tennessee offensively. So the combination of the two, Kirby to me has a cheat sheet. And with that cheat sheet, I think he's got an understanding of how to pace the game. Look, do I think they're going to shut him down? Absolutely not. Do I think the game's in the 30s? Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. But I favor Georgia because the longer the game goes, they've got to get control of the game.
Yeah, those are great points. And I don't disagree with that. It's going to be a fascinating game. And I think Kirby Smart does have a cheat sheet right about that. And he's got plenty of tape to study on Tennessee, and he's going to know the keys to what to do to slow down that offense. So, but you can't completely shut it down. I've been reading or hearing a lot of people this week saying, oh, the Georgia DBs are going to lock those guys down. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Nonsense.
No, because you know why it's nonsense is because people forget that when you're little and you play in the backyard, if you count the five Mississippi, not very many guys get open. If you count the three Mississippi, no one gets open. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee's offense forces you to count the five Mississippi. Yeah. Guys are going to get open. I don't care who you are, you can't cover all the time. And they do too many things with their splits and their combination of routes to make it easy. You know, it's like they think you can lock down a guy. It's hard, especially when you're rubbing routes and you're with your splits and the way you release your splits. It's hard to be a shutdown corner.
Yeah, no question about it. And that's, you know, with Georgia's top edge rusher being out today, that's going to be a bit of a factor too. But Tennessee likes to play fast. They get plays off quickly and you know, Georgia obviously wants to slow the pace of the game down a little bit today, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the thing is, you know, another thing about college football right now, so many people overreact to these phony college football playoff rankings, you know, and Tennessee is now number one. I also don't think that helps Tennessee's case a little bit, too. It's a little bit more motivation for Georgia with Tennessee coming in number one in the playoff rankings. But, hey, you know, I've heard people say this week TCU got screwed by the committee being number seven. None of that matters right now. None of this matters. None of these rankings. It's a dog and pony show created by ESPN to get viewers, and that's it.
Great point.
I totally agree. Cedric Tillman back to full strength. Jalen Hyatt's a cheat code. Mm-hmm. McCoy, I mean, this offense can score against anybody. Tennessee will score against Georgia. Let me just follow up with what you said about the rankings. Who is the best team you've watched this year?
Well, I think Tennessee's got the best resume right now. But that doesn't mean Tennessee is going to be the better team on the field today. Let's go back to last season in the NFL. Were the Rams the best team in the NFL? No. But they got hot at the right time and won three playoff games in a row by exactly 3 points, and they were Super Bowl champs. You watch Matthew Stafford and the Rams right now, you're saying, how the hell did this team win the Super Bowl? I would say, you know, the best team doesn't always win it, or the best team's not always ranked number one. Ohio State needed, 28 points in the fourth quarter last week to get past Penn State. Trailed that game 21-16 with 9 minutes to go. Right now, Georgia power rates to me, Patrick and Michael. Georgia still power rates as the number one team. But it's not by a wide margin.
No, but I do think there is a separation. And where are you on Alabama? That's the key question as we go into the LSU game today. Where are you in terms of how good is Alabama defensively and how good overall is Alabama? And now that they go on the road for the 7 o'clock kickoff down there at the Mike the Tiger Stadium.
Well, I've always had the utmost respect for Nick Saban, and Saban, so I tend to puff up his team's ranking when in doubt. But the more I watch this Alabama defense, I just don't see it. And I thought Will Anderson was going to be dominant, and he's still a great NFL prospect. He has not put up the type of numbers so far I thought he was going to have this year. But it's not really on Will Anderson. This secondary can't cover, Michael. They don't have many guys who are good coverage guys in the secondary. Yeah. And that's going to be a problem. And another thing is we've talked about with Saban defenses, they have trouble with mobile quarterbacks. And you look at Jaden Daniels of LSU and what's clicked for him and Brian Kelly's offense in the last two games. He's got 762 total yards. That's 165 on the ground and 11 total touchdowns. So Jaden Daniels has been making plays through the air, on the ground. And it's going to be interesting to see what he can do against this Alabama D tonight. I don't think either of these defenses are going to be getting a lot of stops in this game. I took 13.5 with LSU and also bet this over 56.5.
You know, Patrick, one thing before you jump in, I think to me this is something that bettors have to consider Alabama on the road. Saban loves to check, to check, to check. And that requires communication, communication, communication. It also requires to be able to hear. It requires a lot of really nailing down, understanding exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think when they go on the road, they don't have that great communication all the time. And you see the frustration sometimes with Nick that they're not getting the checks all the way through. And that creates some problems. And when you're playing Saturday night in Baton Rouge with all those crowd noise, I mean, I think it shows up. And I think you're right. I think, my man Berman's been saying it all year. This defense is a little bit overrated. I think it is. And I think on the road, without this communication issue, it shows up.
If you go back to last season, the Tides, it's a troubling trend on the road with this team. And, we've talked about it. They probably should have lost to Texas if Quinn Ewers didn't get injured. They almost blew a 28-0 lead at Arkansas. Before you know it, it was 28-23. Probably should have lost at Auburn last year. So, yeah, I think a night game in Baton Rouge is probably worth taking the dog and the points here.
Bama's best player isn't Anderson. It's Gibbs, that transfer at running back. Mm-hmm. He is.
No doubt.
Jahmyr
no
Gibbs
doubt.
He is so good, it's ridiculous. When we come back, Matt Eumanns, of course, Bet Prep, is going to give us a play on Clemson and Notre Dame, and he's got 5 plays in the NFL. We're back. Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Matt Eumanns is a VSiN pro. You can be too. It's VSiN.com/subscribe. He didn't have to pay the $99, but when you do, trust me, it's a discount because you get everything. Pro tools, pro picks, pro tips, and bet prep. That's all archived, his show. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up. Again, VSiN pros are making money this year. Get on the team. VSiN.com/subscribe. Matt Eumanns, of course, is here. VSiN host, Bet Prep. It's the show that is sweeping the nation. Michael Lombardi, we're going to get to your NFL picks. The boys were just debating the NFL during the break. I know this will shock some, but Matt Eumanns on the way to do the show for us, and he does the spot. He doesn't have to do it, so we appreciate him doing this, Michael Lombardi. He did stop through the drive-thru there at McDonald's on the way in. I know that it will shock some, Michael Lombardi.
I love it. It's the best. I mean, seriously, it is the best. And the, you know, I mean, two for $2.49 or two or one for a dollar, Matt. I hope you told them I'll take two ones for a dollar each. I hope you told them that.
Yeah, Michael, you're exactly right. Just to rehash the story quickly for those in here, I was talking with Patrick and Michael, and I got the number two, the sausage, egg and cheese biscuit, and I said, "Do you have the chocolate chip cookies this morning?" "Oh yes, we have them." I said, "How much are they?" "Two for a buck." "Oh, it's one for a dollar or two for $2.49. And I said, "Yeah, you've got to be effing kidding me. Who came up with that deal?" So is that a joke? And she says, "No, it's not. That's the deal." I said, "Well, how about give me one for a dollar and then give me a separate order of another one for a dollar? How about that?"
So he went to Steak and Shake and got a burger and found love. That's an inside joke. We continue. I know for a fact that Matt Eumanns, Clemson is not your fourth-ranked team in the country. Mm-hmm. The College Football Playoff Committee disagreed with the rankings last Tuesday. They're at Notre Dame today. You are laying the three. It's up to four with Clemson.
Yeah, it's 3.5 here at the Circa. And, you know, there was actually three out here this week, but I've told you before, I don't lay 3.5 on a football game. So I did buy this to Clemson -3 at -130. And Notre Dame last week ran the ball right at Syracuse. I was on the Irish a week ago. Not that surprised. They ran it 56 times for 246 yards. Drew Pine, the quarterback, was 9 for 19, 116 yards. That type of offensive imbalance is not going to work against the Syracuse defense. You're not going to run it, or the Clemson defense. You're not going to run it right at them, run it right over them. And Notre Dame's going to have to get better quarterback play today, and I'm not sure Drew Pine's capable of it. There's a reason this team lost home games to Marshall and Stanford. Now, is Clemson a little bit of a fraud? I think so. And I'm not just not sure Notre Dame's a team to expose the Tigers. They've won 14 in a row, and I think Clemson makes it 15 today. That's one of Mike Palm's plays in the Circa Friday Football Invitational. He laid the 3.5 with Clemson. I laid the three with Clemson here, and I think Notre Dame right now is just a mediocre football team. 5-3, and is probably going to finish 7-5. And Patrick, probably right down the road from you in the Holiday Bowl, something like that.
Yeah, the quarterback, the Pine, I mean, I don't understand. Again, I don't get the generals' rankings in college football. I don't know how you can be Notre Dame and have this kind of quarterback. Like, I don't get that. Like, I don't understand, like, how you're basically, it looks like he should be playing at Hofstra or Wagner, you know, and this kid's playing at Notre Dame, you know, and so that gives me some worry. It does. It really gives me some worry, but I'm worried about Clemson. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how, I mean, here's my question to you about Clemson. I mean, how can you be the fourth best team in the country and you're not even the fifth, you're not even in the best offense or the best defense in the ACC? You're fourth and fifth in both those categories.
Yeah, I know, and none of the numbers are that impressive. And I don't think, like I said, I think Clemson's a little bit phony too, but I don't think the Fighting Irish are the team that are capable of exposing that. The fact is that ACC schedule is so soft that Clemson can get through it and not really get seriously tested by a big-time team. Hey, we just saw Syracuse a couple of weeks ago up 21-10 at Clemson in that game. Yeah. So, no,
should've won it.
I'm not here to tell you that I think Clemson deserves to be a playoff team right now. I just think Clemson's a little bit better than Notre Dame on the road today. And, go ahead.
I like your logic. I mean, your logic makes sense. It makes me nervous. And mm-hmm. So I think tomorrow morning when we wake up, if Notre Dame doesn't win, it's because they can't get good quarterback to play in the passing game. There's no doubt.
That's what I think as well.
Let's jump to the NFL. We'll start with the game you both agree on. That's the Bucs laying 3. The Rams are a bad football team, like legitimately a bad football team. They jumped out on San Francisco last week. San Francisco owned them for 3.5 quarters after that, Michael. Let's start there, Matt Eumanns. You're going to lay the 3 with the Bucs.
I am. If you look at these two offenses right now, they're in the bottom, 7 or 8 in the NFL, averaging 18 points a game and 16 points a game. The Buccaneers actually have a few starters out, still with injuries, but they are getting a few key guys back, too. And I think Tom Brady's just got more weapons right now at the receiver positions, and Leonard Fournette in the backfield, who he uses more as a receiver than a running back right now. And I think the Buccaneers just have more offensive options, maybe even a little bit better on defense. There's not a lot to like about either one of these teams. Matthew Stafford turns it over way too much. Cooper Kupp is the only guy he looks to. I think since the beginning of last season, Cooper Kupp's responsible for 31% of that team's offense, was is crazy. Sounds like he's going to be healthy on that ankle. He was cleared to play. He's going to be okay. But I think the Bucs stopped this losing streak, and this is a play I considered using as a best bet in that contest last night if it were at 2.5. And there's only one spot in Vegas. I think it's the Westgate Superbook that's got 2.5. -120. The number's at 3, so I didn't use it as a best bet, but I still use the Bucs in the contest, and I think they get the better of the Rams today. The Rams look like a team where the wheels are falling off. Sean McVay has no answers, and the team's not going to make the playoffs.
You know, I think I used it with Chris Russo this week. I like the Bucs. I think the Rams team have become the Detroit Lions when Stafford was there. They can't run the ball, which Detroit never could do.
Right.
Everything's a pass play. Kupp is not 100%, no matter if he's been cleared to play or not. And this offensive line, with Akeem Hicks coming back this week for Tampa,
yep,
to go along with Vita Vea inside, the one thing we know for sure, the inside of this Ram offensive line is not good.
No.
And I think it favors Tampa. And I think Brady will find a way to make enough plays against the former head coach of the Bucs, Raheem Morris's defense. And so I like the Bucs.
You know, also, if you watch that Ravens-Bucs game, I thought the Bucs were playing well enough to win that game for about 2.5 quarters, and then Lamar Jackson just busted loose. He made a couple plays with his legs. He improvised and got some confidence and started making plays after that. Matthew Stafford's not capable of doing that.
Nope, not at all.
Matt, take the 5. It's going to be windy, as Michael noted, in Chicago. Here comes Tua in Miami. You're going to take the 5 with
the
Bears.
Well, I am going to take the 5, but sometimes you got to play games when you have to come up with 5 plays in these contests. You got to play sides you're not crazy about. And I don't really like it that the Bears traded Roquan Smith this week. He's a big impact player on that Chicago defense. What the Bears have been doing, they've been running the ball really effectively. It's kind of surprising when you look at the numbers. They're going about 200 yards a game for the last 3 games. And I was stunned that Bill Belichick didn't have a better defensive game plan for Justin Fields and the Bears a week ago, 2 weeks ago on Monday night. So the Bears are running the ball effectively. They're letting Fields, he's going to make mistakes, but they're letting him get out and make some plays too. And I think the worst of the weather, Patrick, is going to be today. It's going to impact that Ohio State-Northwestern game, probably the Clemson-Notre Dame game, the Iowa-Purdue game. Sounds like it's going to be 40-mile-an-hour winds in the Midwest, and it's going to be cold today. It's not going to be that bad tomorrow. I was actually hoping the weather would be worse tomorrow. That would play into the Bears' favor a little bit. But I think the Bears plus 5, when you got to come up with 5 plays on the card, that was one of the more appealing plays to me because I like home dogs anyway.
You know, I had this as a 506 game on my power rankings, and these two teams, believe it or not, are kind of even. You know, every week I rank the teams in terms of the 19 criteria for winning games in the NFL, and you know, there's the green numbers, which are the top 7 in the categories, the yellow, which are 8-12, and then the red, which are 24-32, and both these teams are relatively close. I mean, Miami's 235, that means they have 2 greens and 5 reds. And Chicago's 217. They have 2 greens and 7 reds. So, like, it's a close game. I think 5 at home. And I think it's going to be 15-mile-an-hour winds. Matt, I still think that's going to affect Tua as he tries to throw those fair catch deep balls.
I think the weather, any type of weather is going to affect Tua. So that's why I was hoping for a little worse weather tomorrow in Chicago. I'll mention, looks like we're about out of time. I am playing the Raiders. I use the Raiders as my best bet. It's interesting, if you go back 8 years in the NFL, this was surprising to me. Teams off a shutout loss are 27-10 against the spread in the next game. That's about 74%. That's not the only reason I'm playing the Raiders. Michael, I got to think that Josh McDaniels and Derek Carr are embarrassed, humiliated, yep. by the way. That lack of performance last week in New Orleans, not crossing midfield until the final 2 minutes. I got to think you see a much better performance from the Raiders offensively. And, hey, why not fade Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson right now too?
Yeah, I mean, they find a way to lose games. I'm with you. I mean, I'm hoping. I mean, my heart's rooting for the Raiders, and I like the pick, you know, because I do think when you get embarrassed in the league, especially when you bond together on the road, it kind of makes you go out and play a better game. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's focused on it, and I think they will be.
All right.
Bet prep, 9 to midnight on Saturdays. By the way, if you see Matt Eumanns at the casino, stop him and ask
him
about Steak and Shake. No,
buy
ask him about the Steak and Shake story. Trust me, it'll be worth your while. Thank you, Matt Eumanns. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
buy him
Matt.
A cookie as well. That'd be nice of you. There goes Matt Eumanns. Here comes Thomas Gable.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line on a busy Saturday as we welcome you back. VSiN pros, get involved. Also, wager at BetMGM, earn BetMGM reward points. You know how it works. So when you bet at BetMGM or on the app, you get points. You can use those points for free bets. You can use those points to travel to Vegas, hotel, airfare there at the Borgata. It's a great deal. It's the best loyalty premier program in sports betting. It's BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM.com, 1-800-GAMBLER. And again, you have to be 21 years or older. Okay, we got you back. Great job, Matt Eumanns. I actually need more time with Matt Eumanns every week, Michael Lombardi. And we need more time with Thomas Gable every week. Now, a couple things. One, it's going to be crazy at the Borgata. Two, I don't think people realize the Borgata's venue for watching concerts and comedians and acts is the best on these. It's a great venue. And you guys were just talking Maniscalco being there. Like, I don't know. He might be my favorite comedian right now. Can we talk about that for a second?
Well, sure. Michael's going to see him next Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to see him next Saturday. Yeah, I'm excited.
We book him for 10 shows at a clip now. I mean, sometimes even more than that because the guy's just we booked him very,
massive.
Very early on in his career. And I went to see probably his first show here like years ago. This is years and years ago. Nobody heard of him. And he was just so, so funny. And we brought him back. We said, all right, we're going to book you in a smaller theater. We had him in the smaller theater. Booked him for 2 shows the next time, sold out. Then we booked him, all right, come back, we're going to book you for 4 shows, sold out. We moved him up to the event center, the bigger room, sells out. So at this point now, he just does a residency for like 10 or 14 or even 20 shows over the course of a few weeks and just moves a ton of tickets. He sells out every single show. It's just, and it's tremendous.
It's great. I mean, and he's so funny. I mean, you know, I watched him on Twitter, and he was in his father's basement, going through his father's basement. That was a whole skit right there. I mean, you know, I mean, who is this man? Like, where did he come from? It's hilarious. And
we'll
so,
have to see if we can get him on. We'll get him on.
We'd love to have him.
We got to get Sebastian Maniscalco on the Lombardi Line. He's going to be there at residency. That's your job, Thomas Gable. Your job today is a busy college football Saturday, the World Series, the Breeders' Cup. This literally is busiest day of all time. And you just took a $200,000 bet on, was it Georgia today?
Yesterday.
Sharp bet too?
So a guy came in, bet $200,000 on Georgia, laying 8 at the time. And it wasn't somebody that I would characterize as so sharp. So we didn't move off the 8 away. But when you started to see other things going on in the market, so then we moved to 8.5 a little bit after that, a little bit later in the day. And that's still where we are at 8.5 for that game. But, I mean, the spread has kind of been, we opened at 9. Some shops may have even been higher than that to initially, but got down to 8, obviously, and now back to 8.5. The total's only ticked down 0.5 from where we opened it. But this is a game here where I think we talked about when Tennessee played Alabama. The point we made there was if you like Tennessee, maybe you should bet Hooker to win the Heisman as well that day at 14-1. Now, hopefully some people did that because right now he's even money to win the Heisman. But again, I think this is going to come down to, hey, if Tennessee can pull out this victory here today, again, Hooker right now at even money, well, you're going to be laying some money out tomorrow
no doubt.
For him to win the Heisman. I mean, he already is the favorite, but he's going to go to minus money if the Tennessee wins again today here. So Just something to look at there if you're doing. But the other thing also, Tennessee 18-1 right now to win the national title. And when you look at the other teams that are kind of in the picture there for the playoffs, obviously this game has a lot of playoff implications. But Tennessee 18-1, you have Ohio State plus 175 at the moment. Alabama's plus 450. Georgia's 2-1. The outlier really is Tennessee right now at 18-1. Yeah. So if they can win and get into that college football playoff, again, taking them 18-1, now you have some room to maneuver a little bit.
Right. So if they win today,
yeah,
that number goes to what?
Well, again, they're going to go to the SEC title game, which is potential.
Even if they lose that, they should get to the finals. So they get in. So I mean, that number's got to go down to 5-1.
Probably plus 450, somewhere there, yeah. 4-1. So, yeah, I mean, but again, the key is getting that number now and having room
right,
to maneuver
exactly.
when you get to that point.
Then you can start hedging and doing that. It gives you a position to then make money. It gives you chips in your arsenal to then go out there and make money, which is ultimately what you're trying to do.
Thomas, who do you like in the matchup? I have to ask you.
Breeders' Cup? Is that what we're talking about?
No, in Tennessee.
He knows where your heart is, Patrick. You see, he knows where your heart is.
I would lean Georgia here.
You know, I do think, though, you know, this is a good in-game betting game, too.
Yeah.
Because I think you're going to see where this is, the adjustments in the first quarter. I think it's really important to watch that. And I do think stamina is going to be a critical component of the game in the fourth quarter. You know, and I think that that's really going to – how Georgia rotates their defense in and out of this game, how they stay fresh, and how they're able to finish, and how much control of the game they have. Remember, football's about who's in the lead and who's in control.
Now, the one thing about Tennessee, though, a lot of people – you know, the talk is always around Hooker, how quickly they play at a fast pace, and the passing game. They also run the ball quite a bit.
Yeah,
and they're very effective at running the ball.
Yeah, and I think, too, to me, all we spend this time is talking about offense, right? When we know that whoever wins games and championships, it always comes down to who plays the best defense.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the ABA. Like, football's never the ABA. It's always who plays the best. The Rams won last year because they did play good defense down the stretch, right? You know, Cincinnati gets to the final, get to the Super Bowl because they play defense down the stretch. And so we talk so much offense, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who plays the best defense today.
Yep, I'm nervous. You're both on Georgia. How about Death Valley at night? Is it 13.5 with Alabama laying at LSU?
Yeah, it is 13.5, and obviously Alabama coming off their bye week here after they beat down Mississippi State, and obviously hopefully the rest there for Bryce Young was good for nursing that injured shoulder. He's looked good since he sat out that Texas A&M game with the shoulder injury, but LSU, I think, for me, they seem to struggle this year on defense when trying to contain these dual-threat quarterbacks like Young. So, you know, Jaden Daniels, he's thrown for 12 TDs this season, rushed for 9 more. He's playing with consistency, which is exactly what Brian Kelly needs from him. Michael, does the lack of explosiveness on offense for Alabama here, does that give you concern laying this big number, especially on the road in a difficult spot to play in a night there?
I think the best thing, if you like Alabama, you're saying, okay, you got the bye week. He's had a chance to really dissect this defense. He knows what he wants to do, and you know their offense is going to move the football. You kind of get the sense of that. And so you feel like, okay, Alabama should play better. But what makes you nervous is, can they play better? Can they cover well enough in the back end? And are they really as good as everybody thinks they are on defense? I mean, we started this season off as if they were the greatest defense to ever play college football.
Right. Yep.
And they've been far from that. They really have. They've been far from that. Now, we understand that they played, you know, Texas moved the ball. The next week, Texas loses to Texas Tech. They almost get beat at home by Iowa State. So, I mean, I'm just not sold on Alabama's. I think Alabama will move the ball and score. I'm just not sold on their defense.
Totally agree. Clemson, Notre Dame. We're all Notre Dame fans today here, TG. What are you at there at the Borgata?
Clemson laying 3.5 in this one, total 43.5. And the total has come down. And just a quick note, not on necessarily this game, but overall in general for college football today, you're seeing a lot of the totals, especially kind of in the Midwest part of the country, drop due to the weather, and that's really wind that's coming in. Obviously, here, perfect weather conditions on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's like summer, but throughout the Midwest, it's pretty windy, so you're going to see a lot of games get affected there by the wind. But this one, pretty even ticket count. Money does favor Notre Dame at the moment here.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Matt Eumanns made a great point, though. He made a great point. The quarterback for Notre Dame has got to play his best game, because if they're going to beat Clemson, they're not just going to do it running the football.
I agree. And by the way, gusts up to 50 miles an hour with Ohio State Northwestern today, to your point,
yeah.
TG. So it's absolutely crazy. On the way out, I wanted to ask you about TCU, Texas Tech. That's a tricky spot for TCU.
It is. It is. We've actually taken some bigger money on TCU, currently laying 8.5, total 69 in that one. The money, though, heavily skewed here due to some bigger bets on TCU.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Texas Tech. I love Malone, the quarterback. I just think, to me, their defense is a problem, and Dykes' offense will create those problems. But one thing about TCU now, I mean, they've had a fight every single week. It's been like everybody expects them. They're like Minnesota in football.
Yep.
Everybody expects
yes.
them to kind of collapse, and yet they keep coming back and rallying.
Yep. All right, Patrick, I need your exacta for race 11 today. Let's hear it.
It's very simple. Flight line up top, Taba
yep.
Beneath.
Okay.
The exacta, it's ice cold. Flight line, Taba. How about you?
I'm going with Life is Good underneath there. So
wow.
The Pegasus winner.
Listen, it's going to be must-see television
it's
there. For
540. I got my alarm set for 540.
I really wish
by the way, TG, Michael is into horse. He gets juiced up for horse
yeah.
racing these days.
I'd love to see it, man.
Well, good luck today.
I hope Flight Line wins by 30 lengths. I can't wait for that.
I'll be texting you. TG, it's going to be busy. Good luck. We're going to come back and run the board here on the Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, First Bet Express Bet. Get 10 bucks instantly. When you sign up right now, you get 10 bucks. And then a 200 deposit match bonus up to 200 bucks. You got to use the promo code HORSE200 for all the information for Express Bet. Go to vsin.com/horses. That's vsin.com/horses. Okay, we got you back here. Michael Lombardi, he's got a big day ahead of him.
Yeah.
He's chilling with the horse.
The horses, but you're chilling with the dogs today. That's your deal
yeah.
today, my man.
Now, there's only one person who's gonna annoy me today, and that'll be Bella, because probably at 5:41, she'll want me to take her out, because she knows I want to watch the race, right? Like, everything else I can manage. It's like, you know, I have to – on Sundays, I've got to feed her. This is the plight that I live in, right? On Sundays, I've got to feed her – before her normal feeding time, because if I don't, then she messes up the fourth quarter and all the games that I want to watch. You know, so like everything revolves around her. Anyway, I'm a one-armed paper hanger today.
Trust me, Jeezy's the same. Hey, by the way, quickly, Florida, your boy Jimbo there at Texas A&M, College Station, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
That number has dropped down to A&M laying 1.5. Here's the reason. That freshman that played so well, Connor Wagman against Ole Miss, he really is. He looks good, that freshman quarterback. He's out with the flu, and so is a lot of the team. So we've seen that number drop with Florida in town because of the flu running through the A&M program, Michael.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all through it, and obviously it's been the shift in the number. Look, I mean, if A&M, obviously they've got a lot of guys with the flu who won't play, but Florida's defense is not very good. We know that. And Florida's so inconsistent offensively, you know, that we don't know what to predict, particularly on the road. But one of these games, Richardson's going to have a breakout game. Could it be today? I don't know. But one of these games, his athleticism is going to take over like we've seen him do against Utah, but then we didn't see him do it, you know, against Kentucky. So it's going to happen. I mean, the kid's too talented for it not to happen. He's just way too inconsistent right now.
Michael, I'm going to give you a play, Pac-12 After Dark tonight, UCLA, Arizona State. This is just bet the over, sit back with the dogs and watch it cash. It's 66 with UCLA and Arizona State. So Arizona State put in this junior walk-on at quarterback last week against Colorado, Trenton Bouget, and he went off 435 yards, 42 points. And by the way, Colorado scored 34 points against ASU. UCLA controls their own. That's an anemic. That's an anemic offense at Colorado, Michael. You know this. UCLA.
Yeah.
They control their own destiny. They're going to end up playing Oregon, I think, in the Pac-12 championship. So they've got kind of that bend don't break offense there at UCLA. I think Arizona State scores. I know UCLA scores. I like that over 66 just to start here.
I think that's a good call, but this Arizona State defense, to me, is vulnerable. And when you get a team like UCLA with, Dorian Thompson, you know, Robinson Thompson, I mean, they run the ball. They kind of wear the clock down. The only thing I would worry about the over here is if they just wear the clock down. Now, they make enough explosive plays in the run game. You know, and Arizona State, when you give up 30-some points to Colorado, you're not a bad defense. You're a horrendous defense.
Think about that. 35 points to Colorado is one of the worst teams I've ever watched. I got the splits coming in from John Ewing over at BetMGM. So Tennessee, Georgia, Michael, is the most bet game today. No surprise. 79% of the bets and 75% on the money is on the Volunteers. Obviously, BetMGM is going to need Georgia. You do like Georgia in the spot. I'll give you 8.5.
I'm going to take Georgia in the 8.5. I'll lay it. I just think to me, I think to me, this is a game about preparation. Like, you don't play. It's like when people talk about game management, right? They say, well, you know, Nathaniel Hackett's got to manage the game better. Game management starts on Monday as you prepare the game. This game is about strategy. This game's about how you're defending them and then the adjustments within it. And I just think that Georgia, because of the Alabama game, because they've been able to see Pitt, you know, they kind of have a sense of what they need to do. And then they're playing at home. And I think that they've got to play well in all three phases. So I'm going to go with Georgia in this one. Look, I love Tennessee. I think it's a great story. I think Josh Heupel's an outstanding coach. I want to say that out front. But I do think they have vulnerability with their defense.
I hate to go against you. Here's what I will say. I think it's just because of the turnovers. Again, Tennessee leads the SEC with 16 takeaways. They intercept, you know, Will Levis 3 times last week, 4 sacks on him. I think that's going to be the difference. I think Tennessee's going to turn Georgia over. Georgia's going to score, Michael. Like, these teams are going to score. It could rain. It could rain. There could be some light showers through the game. But these two teams, this is going to be a fun game to watch. I do like Tennessee. I'm as square as you can possibly be. You know who I am? I'm Huey Lewis in the news. Remember Hip to Be Square?
Hip to Be Square. I love it. Yeah. I mean, Huey used to hang around the 49ers when I was there at 84 and 85. You know, he was like, we were, that was right before the first. Can you imagine the first Back to the Future came out? That's how old I am. But
85.
I think this is a game. If you're Georgia, you want to play the same game Pitt played. That's the game you got to play. You got to keep the game somewhere from 35 under. And you've got to control the last 8 minutes of the game. That's how you cover.
I think TCU is closer to a 14-point favorite against Texas Tech, and they're laying 8.5. I'm going to lay it with TCU. I don't know where you stand here, but I think this is motivation that TCU as an undefeated team may have needed, because as you mentioned, they've run the gauntlet against really tough opponents. But the College Football Playoff Committee coming out and saying they're 7, I think Sonny Dykes can go to his team and motivate them against a tricky Texas Tech team. They're laying 8.5 at home. I'll lay it with TCU.
Yeah, but I think to me, Texas Tech is they're tricky, but when they've gone on the road to Kansas State or Oklahoma State, they haven't really been the tricky team. They've been good offensively. They just can't get stops defensively. I think the line does favor. I love Texas Tech. I love Joey McGuire, and I love the quarterback. But I just don't love their defense at this point in their program. I lean toward – and I think TCU's one of those teams that, you know, they've been through so many wars that people keep counting them out. Like Minnesota, everybody's on the Commodores tomorrow. I mean, like, come on. Like, Minnesota is good. They're, like, nobody wants to give them credit. TCU's, I don't think TCU's going to be in the four. No, there's no chance. But they've beaten everybody they've had to beat, and they've played tough games. I mean, they have. I mean, look, they knocked out the Kansas quarterback. They came back and won that game. I like TCU here.
You want to play from Mike Palm, of course, VSiN host,
of course,
who's been red hot.
I always do.
A friend of the show, Mike Palm, of course, bon vivant. He said this, quote, "Nobody's been on Tennessee more than I have this year, yet I can't take the 8.5 at Georgia today. Michael's emphasis on game control is the reason. Tennessee had control of the Alabama game for over 40 minutes. Tennessee had control of LSU for 60. Tennessee had control against Kentucky last week for 45. It's really hard to get control of a game between the hedges in Athens. He's with you on Georgia.
I agree with him. I mean, I think that's a great point. I think he uses the right terminology in his breakdown. It's what we all get so caught up in offensive football that it's who's controlling the game. And control of the game doesn't necessarily mean your defense. It means all three phases. And I just think that Kirby has an advantage. Now, if they played again, I think Heupel being a really good coach would gain an advantage. But playing in the between the hedges, where it's going to be hard to communicate, it's going to be loud, and it's going to challenge the snap count, and you're going to have false starts and some of the things that Alabama went through, I think that becomes the problem.
A not very good ACC, 2-6-2 teams, two ranked teams, Wake Forest at NC State. So NC State's going to go with MJ Morris, the freshman quarterback. This is a massive advantage with Hartman and Wake Forest at quarterback. Hartman had maybe his worst game of his career last week in the turnover fest, 3 interceptions against Louisville. Wake Forest bounces back today, lay the 3 at NC State. Do you have a lean there?
I lean Wake Forest because anytime I think they go against an inexperienced quarterback, I love North Carolina. I love Doran's program. He does a great job, but this one's going to be hard with an inexperienced quarterback.
We have to talk about the 4th ranked team in the country, your Clemson Tigers. They're at Notre Dame. They're laying 3.5, 4. I think it's 4 mostly. What do you got?
You know, I think Matt Heumann's kind of convinced me to go the other way because nobody's complained more about Notre Dame's quarterbacking and inability than I have. Because I don't understand how you can be Notre Dame and not have the greatest have at least, I'm not saying you need a general, but like what's Malone playing at Texas Tech for when he should be playing at Notre Dame? You know, I mean, that's what you need. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the quarterbacking play. I lean Clemson. That's just a lean.
Now, everybody's betting Tennessee. Palm is on Georgia. You have been quietly confident about Georgia. I'm starting to get nervous. Like, this is a game I'm looking forward more to this game than I have any game in years. Now I'm starting to get nervous. I'm on the wrong side.
You know, I think to me, the other game we got to finish up with is Alabama LSU. Like, I think Alabama with Nick coming off the bye, I think it looks too, 13 seems like a lot, but I do think with Bryce Young, and I think to fix the problems, I think Alabama's, if they don't cover this, to me, then I think Alabama's not going to be a factor come playoff time. They have no margin for error. That's a critical game. This is really their Custard last stand game. I know it doesn't sound like it, but they got to show that they can go in there and play as well as Tennessee did when they were there. So I'm going to lean Alabama here.
Good one. I'm glad you got that in. You're on Berman's Bama team there at LSU, Death Valley at night. Michael, it's going to be a peaceful, chill day for you.
I can't wait tomorrow.
We'll be,
yeah. The doors will
tomorrow.
Be triple locked, Patrick. The doors will be triple locked. No one's getting in, Patrick.
Nobody's getting in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.